beautiful. What does that mean to you? According to the Corinthians, we should not take the human standard approach, but we should take the heavenly standard approach. Christ Jesus put on the heavenly spirit. He transformed from this human standard to his heavenly standard. And he says, if anyone is in Christ, they are a new creature. Christ is our catalyst for change. He gave us the ministry of reconciliation
to the world of heavenly transformation. And the Father, what did the Father do? The Father accepted him as a lost son. And the older son couldn't quite understand that. He couldn't understand. He said, I've done everything, and here you are getting the fattened cow out and celebrating. This guy that had destroyed what you gave him. And here I've been obedient the whole time. We have a lot of conflicts in church because of that. A lot of people say, well, I've been in church. I'm going to church every day. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. And I should be rewarded more. You know, it's all about finding the lost in this world. It's all about finding those one more person that's going to receive the gift of salvation. And so this example is a perfect example of the message of reconciliation. Christ Jesus was perfect in every way, but yet he took on the sins of this world and reconciled himself to God, which in turn gave us the gift of reconciliation as well. So all we have to do is accept that we are broken and contrite and not worthy of salvation, and come to God with hat in hand, so to speak, and ask for forgiveness. And the celebrations in heaven will be great because of that. See, the bells are ringing. Let us be always in an attitude of celebration.